This is the Dharma talk on 9 September 2016 by Long Pao Thong Bai Papasaro in Wat Na Luang Monastery in Udon Thani, Thailand. The quality of life, which is we call Sankhara. Sankhara could be the body, could be the mind, could be anything which it had created. But this Sankhara is limited. And for the Sankhara of human, it cannot stay up in the sky. It cannot stay underground or underwater. But the quality of human must stay in the human world. It cannot live in another place. Therefore, we need to understand and know all sankharas or this formation. The human has something special which is better than the other being, the other creature in this world, which called visankhara. The other being, the other creature, they only have sankhara or formation. But a human could have visankhara. Sankhara is like the formation with the condition. But for the visankhara, it's like the Dharma with unconditioned. Therefore, the knowledge and the wisdom of a human is supposed to stay in the quality of a human, should not be over more than this. But mostly, we don't have the quality, we don't have the frame to control. That's why when we talk, we think, we do it over the frame of a human. Sometimes it falls lower to be the animals, but sometimes it goes higher to be the devas. Today I want to change the system, which is the system of all sankhara. This sankhara is ugly and disgusting. What is the ugly sankhara? We have been studying and learning about this a lot, but we don't know about this. Being a slave is ugly and disgusting. No matter what kind of slave you are, when you become a slave, this is ugly. Therefore, a human shouldn't be a slave of wisdom. We should quit of being slave of wisdom. And the second point is, we should destroy the disgusting of knowledge. The knowledge could have the sinister happen inside. So we have these two words to start first. And then the third word will come in later. You know the consciousness that happened from the sankhara. This kind of knowledge, it doesn't need to study or learn anything. But you know the consciousness like this happened from the sankhara by naturally. It's like when the eyes see the picture, and then you have this consciousness or the vijnana happen. It's known by itself only, May the eye see thing, the ear listen, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind have these six senses happen, all the contacts happen, all the six senses know it. It's known by itself. It's known specially for itself. But then later, it becomes the slave of this. Why it becomes the slave? It's become the slave because it's no struggle. You know, today, a person that they think they're smart, they know. But what they do is like the struggle and get lost. Or be smart in stupidity. I don't complain about this, but this is the way it is. Therefore, today, I want to bring the minds and the spirits of human to be in the frame of the freedom, because I don't want this mind become the slave of the knowledge, the slave of the wisdom, the slave of intelligence. So save your brain and considering carefully, and then you will realize something. Because your spirit is died for a long time ago, and it has no spirit of human inside. It's only the spirit of undead inside your mind. Which is fake and deceiving. You see the form, see the picture, until you never know your form. Everything that happened in the mind, but you don't know about this. You see how worse it is. So when it happened like this, have you ever noticed that normally the mind must see, this is the duty, and the ears has to listen, the eye need to see, the ear need to listen, the eyes cannot listen, the ears cannot see. It has the duty specific for itself. So this is the way that they separate. But why we become the slave of seeing and listening? The cause is because we don't know the sankhara. We lost in sankhara. That's why we become the evil that's lost in self and have strong conscience. Strong conscience. So this is the point why it's ugly, why it's disgusting. Why the Buddha say something shortly? When the consciousness of the eye happen, in Pali word we call Chakku Vinyana. When this consciousness happens from the eyes, we need to be restrained and be careful. We need to make the eye stay in the middle. Because when the eye see the picture and then the consciousness happen, if we don't control it, sometimes this eye fall to hell, fall to animal. But sometimes it go higher to be the devas or be the brahmins, which is have the wrong view, wrong understanding, wisdom, ego. So the point is the Buddha want us to stay in the middles, in the human, because this is the way for enlightenment. Because the sankhara, they stay in middle. we can change it, make it become the unconditioned, and it cannot be anything else. It cannot change in hell, it cannot change in heaven, because it's not the quality of human. So we better tear it apart. Don't keep it rotten inside. You know that the wisdom or panya could be something that support the defilement get stronger. The defilement could be stronger, especially the latent ones. It could be stronger because of the wisdom that support. Therefore, the knowledge or the wisdom that we have, it creates the sankhara, and this sankhara is contained with defilement. It's not like I see it, I know it. It's not like that. The Buddha never say I see it, I know it. The wisdom doesn't say I know it, I see it. But the Buddha said just one word, that the true wisdom must be boring or get tired with that. Otherwise, it's not the wisdom, but it's the craving, it's the defilement. Because a person who can see the sankhara with the wisdom, then he will get tired. He will feel like it's boring. And it's because this sankhara is a suffering. But who can do that? Who was born and see the sankhara and get tired and see it's as boring? It takes for millions, billion years, this four kappa, then the Buddha could arise and happen, and then he could see the sankhara or formation is boring. There is no happiness in sankhara. There is no sankhara which is happy. There is no permanent in sankhara. All the sankhara is impermanent. If the sankhara is impermanent, so the sankhara is not happy. The sankhara is suffering. But what we see the sankhara is permanent. We see the sankhara is happy. So this is the point why all wisdom is deceiving, is cheating us all the time. And it makes the defilement getting strong and stronger. That's why the defilement arise and happen from the wisdom. The wisdom don't see exactly the true. The wisdom don't know exactly what's it inside. And make you not afraid, not frightened in the suffering in your sankhara. But in fact, the sankhara has no permanent, has no happiness. But what we see sankhara is permanent, sankhara is happy. That's why we have a lot of defilement with this sankhara. And you know, inside the defilement is at the frame. Where is the defilement? So there is the craving. Where is the craving? So there is the hindrances. So it's like they have the party of the wrong view, the party of the wrong understanding. When the mind have the wrong view, then the mind start to mix and create the new thing, which is the sensual pressure, the sensual desire, the sensual defilement. So when it happened like this, it create very strong defilement and destroy the quality of the human mind. And then it collect more and more of defilement. It turned to violent. It become the extreme defilement, which is called avijja or ignorance and ego. That's why this world, they have the blood on sword, on spear. They have the blood cover the earth because of this defilement. The world consume blood. The world consume defilement. Because it have the extremely defilement. It happened like this because we don't know the sankhara. We get lost with the sankhara. And then it turn and change us to be the mara. Get lost in self, in ego, in conceit. And then we have strong defilement and fight and kill each other. But now you think you come here and practice, but practice for fun like this. You think you can kill or clean the defilement out from your mind. How could it work in this way? So therefore, even though you come to practice and chanting Putto, Tammo, Sangho all days, but it cannot get through it. But the point is, you need to have the wisdom to see the sankhara, and then you feel like I get tired with this. The sankhara is danger. You see the danger of the sankhara, you see the suffering of the sankhara, and you feel it's boring. You get tired with that. Then this is the true wisdom that you need to use and see it. And you should know that what you know, what you see, even though know and see in your mind is the sankhara. When the sankhara happen, then the wisdom happen. When the wisdom happen, then the defilement happen. Why the defilement happen? Because it's in the wrong view, wrong understanding. So right now, what we're supposed to do to make us to see and get tired, to know and it's boring, which is supposed us to reach to nirvana. You get tired because you see it's suffering. When you see it's suffering, because you see suffering, is the thing they cannot resist, the thing that you don't want it happen, and you feel like it tired to see it and have it. It's boring. Then you might start to detach and dispassion. So this is the nirvana. It's pure. It's pure because of boring. The pure dharma happen because you get tired, you are bored with the suffering, you get tired with the sankhara. The sankhara is boring for you. So please listen and understand. Don't break any discipline, otherwise you will come back to be the ordinary people as the same. So this is the point. Why all wisdom or knowledge is ugly and disgusting? Because we know this is suffering, but we never get tired with the suffering. Never be bored with the suffering. You can see suffering, but you never get tired with that. You will never be bored with the suffering. But in fact, you never get tired, but you choose to consume the suffering, to eat the suffering, to have more defilement. So therefore, this defilement getting more strong and stronger, and it become the wrong view defilement, the birth and becoming defilement, the ego defilement. This is not nirvana. But when you see the sankhara, and then you feel like, oh, I get tired with this, it's enough, I don't want to carry it anymore, the sankhara is boring. When you feel like this, then the mind start to detach. The mind start to clean and clear and throw out the fake witness, the fake wisdom. And then it's become the nirvana. When you get tired, when you are bored, when you don't carry the sankhara anymore, that moment is a nirvana. And when the nirvana arrives, the nirvana will cut the stupid wisdom, cut the heavy suffering. It will keep cutting like this. Yes, the suffering that we have, the delusion, which is become the defilement, it's become the sensual desire, it become ego, conceit, wrong view. And therefore, it's become clean and clear and pure. And it does matter what kind of sankhara you have. The sankhara from the body, sankhara from the mind, or the sankhara from anything. But if the nirvana arrives like this, then it will have no defilement. And then it changed to become the visankhara or the unconditioned. It's not just the normal sankhara, but become the visankhara or the pure unconditioned. The knowledge that I'm talking about, nobody talking about this. Why they don't talking about this? Because their mind still closed. Their mind did not open yet. If their mind cannot be open, then their mind is not pure, is not clean. So in this the Buddhist day, I come to tell you to open your eyes and get through your mind and remove your stupidity. The stupidity in the wisdom, stupidity in knowledge, because you are the slave of wisdom and knowledge before. Now I want you to understand that the sankhara is the suffering. The knowledge and the wisdom, which is the sankhara, is suffering. It's impermanent. You should get tired. You should be bored with this. Yes, all the sankharas is suffering. It's impermanent. When you know like this, you feel, oh, I'm so tired with sankhara. Sankhara is boring. It's so suffer. I don't want to have it anymore. When you start to feel and see like this, we don't need to talk about the defilement or the craving or attachment. Because when your mind get tired with this, your mind are bored with this. This is the base. Because in this boring, can destroy defilement, can destroy self and ego, can destroy hindrances. So therefore, when the noble monk they practice, they see the sankhara, and then they get tired. They don't want to carry it anymore. And they see the sankhara is boring. And then the Ma start to destroy the defilement, destroy the hindrances, destroy the self and ego immediately. Therefore, I am not afraid with the stupid sage in this world or whoever, because they still have defilement. Why I'm not afraid? Because their knowledge, their intelligence is dirty, is rotten. They talk, they think, they do is rotten because it has defilement. Because they have the latent defilement or delicate defilement and have the hindrances inside. They are not clean perfectly, even though yourself too. Even though you try to prove yourself that you are smart, you are wiser, but it's not about that. As long as you never get tired with suffering, it doesn't work. Then you cannot stay in Nirvana. You cannot be a noble monk. Because you still admire in suffering, which is the latent defilement inside. And you enjoy in the suffering, which is stay in the delicate defilement. And you love to stay in the hindrances. Then how could you change yourself? You know, the teaching in today, after practice, just go and exam, interview in the practice. How is your mood? How is your emotion? But actually, it's not about that. Because the point of enlightenment is at here. If the wisdom never see the sankhara or get tired with the sankhara or be bored with the sankhara, for sure, this wisdom still in the defilement. And this kind of defilement is become the owner of the habit in the mind. Where is the iron? So there is the lust. Where is the stupid habit? There is the defilement. So we come to practice. I try to make everything stay in this point. And we don't need to waste our time. No need to extend the date that you will stay and drown it under defilement one more day. I don't want that. Why don't you use the wisdom to clean and wash the sankhara? See that the sankhara is impermanent. Whatever that's impermanent, so that thing cannot stay forever. Whatever that cannot stay forever. So that thing is non-self. It could disappear and vanish. So when it's non-self, it's empty. Where is the defilement? The defilement have nothing to stay on that. When you are not a slave of self and ego, then we can shatter the wall. And finally, when all mind have the wisdom, the right wisdom, because the mind see the suffering, so tired, so boring, because this is in the sankhara. Where is the sankhara? So there is the suffering. If had no sankhara, so no suffering. When you see like this, your wisdom or panya will be the Panyaya Parisutsati. Because you have cleaned and washed your wisdom already, that's why your wisdom is bright, pure, and clean. And it can wash and destroy the defilement, and can extinct the defilement. The other thing cannot do like this. The other thing has no chance to do like this. Otherwise, we will have many people get enlightenment in this world. For sankhara, we need to see it by wisdom. we don't see it by the craving, and then realize that whatever sankhara, it has no happiness, because sabbe sankhara anicca, dukkha anatta, all the sankhara is impermanent, is suffering, is non-self. Even though just born in this moment, the moment that is born, it will consume it immediately. It's like the shadow follow everywhere. It's like the stupidity and also the live together. Stupidity and shadow. I and you stay together like this. So we need to listen more. What is the sankhara? So if you answer, to make you have more wisdom and get tied with the suffering, what is the sankhara? In the sankhara, it had the citta sankhara, which means the sankhara in the mind or the formation in the mind. In this past, it received the feeling and it had the perception and the memory. That's why in the mind had the sankhara of formation happen, because it received the feeling and it had the perception. And for the body have the wind or the air, breathe in, breathe out. So that's why it had the kaya sankhara or the formation in the body. So but how about the speech? Why we talking too much? Why we talk a lot? It's like the flood come from the ocean. It happened because of the restless and the thoughts that go in wander around and around. So this is not happened from mother and father. So that's why all the practitioner cannot success, because what they do, it receive and remember, become the perception, and then mix and create with the thought and say it out, talk it a lot. And everything lean on the breathing in and out from the body. So what is make the sankhara happen? First is the vedana or the feeling. The second is the sanya or the perception. So this is the citta sankhara or the sankhara in the mind. The breathing in and out is the kaya sankhara or the sankhara in the body, not the other things. And for speech, the talking, it happened from the thoughts and become the speech sankhara. But a person who want to enlightenment, they need to extinguish this kind of sankhara. The sankhara in the mind, the sankhara in the body, the sankhara in the speech. So the extinguish, it doesn't mean you will extinguish when the day you die, or extinguish when the day you birth. But you should realize that every time when it arises, it's suffering. Every time when it ceases, it's also suffering. It's not only about the body, but also in the mind. Anything that arises and ceases, they are suffering. If you study and have wisdom, and practice, have knowledge, you will free from defilement 100% absolutely. Because I knew it already, I passed it already. The truth that I'm talking about, it cannot put the label on. It cannot make for enactment, because it's the natural. It's happened like this. It stay like this. It sees like this. It's the way of the natural. and it cannot change to be the other things. It's not like you get involved with the human, engage with animal, and has passion in the sankhara. It's not like this point. Because it's cheating, deceiving, twisting, and it's fake. Especially when we see deep inside with the wisdom, which is, has the boring inside, do we see it clearly, see the truth of this? That's why the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, the body, and mind, which is happen and stay in the defilement, because it never get tired with the suffering. That's why the Buddha says, the dukkha, the suffering, leave the suffering, extinct the suffering, and depart from the suffering. Yes. Know the sankhara, leave the sankhara, extinct sankhara, depart from the sankhara. Know the world, leave the world, extinct the world, depart from the world. So listen and understand about this. Then it will no more rebel, no more stupidity anymore. You won't be the normal people anymore. I don't want any relative with the stupid normal people. What I'm talking right now, it has no wall, have no mountain to block. But because right now, you are the slave of the wisdom, the slave of knowledge, and it's become your own enemy and destroy yourself. So remove the suffering which is happening from wisdom. Whenever that we don't see the suffering in the sankhara, at that moment the wisdom will receive a heavy burden. Because the wisdom is the slave of the ignorant, slave of Mara, slave of delusion. But if we have the wisdom, which is get tired or see the sankhara is boring, then all wisdom will become the liberation or become nipedika panya, which means the panya, the wisdom that can get through from the defilement. And the wisdom will become very light. That's why the Buddha says, only the wisdom is a brightness in the mind, because this wisdom has no defilement, wiser than defilement, and it can remove, terminate the defilement from the mind. So therefore the Buddha said, the panya or wisdom is the great weapon which can kill, can destroy the defilement from the mind. So we don't need to keep the mind rotten with the stupid wisdom inside. What is the most stupid wisdom? It's the wisdom that doesn't know suffering, which is happening from sensual desire, the sensual defilement. Because this wisdom doesn't know how could the sensual pressure happen. It doesn't know the taste of the sensual pressure. It doesn't know the danger of the sensual pressure. It doesn't know how to extinct the sensual pressure. It doesn't know the way to exit from the sensual pressure. This kind of wisdom don't know all about this. And it cannot destroy the sensual desire like this. You know why I try to make your mind stay still? Because in every moment, I want you to see when any sankhara arise, in any moment. Do we see that? Any sankhara is impermanent. I want you to know it. I want you to see it like this. When you see the sankhara is impermanent like this, then your mind will be damp and sad. Because if the thing is not impermanent, so that thing is suffering. And that thing is non-self. And then you will see it clearly. This is the Dhamma of the Buddha. No, it's not like that. But this is the natural, it's normal of it. It's the way it is, and always be like this. That's why the Buddha said it's normal, it's natural to happen and stay like this. Nobody can enact, nobody can control. And it's not the law or the supreme, but just the way it is. So this is the way that we get into the natural. No, it's not like this. We don't talking about this. But it's about, we know the natural by the natural. So it remove us. Sorry, so it help us to remove the sankhara. Yes, only this way. Know the natural by the natural. So we can remove the sankhara and make the unconditioned happen. Because it will end by itself. It's like you use the water to clean the water. The wisdom must clean the wisdom. The mind must clean the mind. Yes, what I'm talking about is the wisdom that can clean the defilement in sankhara. Because the sankhara is suffering from the defilement. Why the defilement stay with the sankhara? Why the sankhara doesn't have the wisdom? But actually the sankhara had the wisdom. But this wisdom, it cannot get tired with the suffering, cannot be bored with the suffering, which is happened from the sensual desire. So this is the original point. All the world is in this point. All the world happened from this point. That's why we ask ourselves, how could I cannot be peace from form, from sound, from smell, from taste, from body, from mind? Because you have the defilement, then you cannot be peace. Therefore, you are the one who are difficult to teach, who are difficult to learn, because you are not in from the sensual desire yet. Yes, the defilement is the sensual desire. No matter what, the boss, the follower, the leader, the teacher, the student, they are all the same. That's why the arahant look like they have no mouth, only the nose that breathe in, breathe out. Because they in the sensual desire already. The sensual desire, it dry out from their mind already. And no coming back. When the seed of suffering, the seed of defilement like this, has been removed and gone already, then the wisdom will arise. This wisdom is we call in Pali, we call the Panya Vimut, or the liberation in the wisdom. So this kind of wisdom will arise and spread to everywhere in the mind. It's like the moon that come out from the eclipse. It's so bright, so pale. The hair, the skin, the teeth, the nail, the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind. The wisdom can see it clearly, understand it clearly. and nobly and nothing to engage with his body. Whatever happened, just arise immediately and cease immediately. Nothing stuck or remain in the mind. Just only arise and cease immediately. Let the mind be see. And nothing to stay in the mind, even less than 1 second. Just see that everything just arise easy and cease easy. It flowing like this and going like this constantly. And it's no problem. Nothing stuck or attached on the mind. And nothing stopped or stable there. As long as the wisdom see the sankhara flowing like this, flowing with the suffering, flowing with the light and cease, and the wisdom to the mind, don't consume it, don't take it. Or explain in the easy words, it's like when you see that the sankhara is suffering, and then you can extinguish the sankhara, then you have the happiness. And this happiness will arise in the mind. And it go everywhere in the mind. This mind will enjoy and stay with the wisdom. And this wisdom is become the James. That's why we have the word that the wisdom is the James for everyone. And that's why the wisdom can purify the mind, because it in this point. Then the sankhara can stay with the wisdom, because this wisdom has liberation. But if the wisdom has the craving, then the sankhara will be suffer and torture inside. And then it will take the mind to consume Arab sankhara, delicate sankhara, or the profile sankhara, 100 sankhara, it never end. It's up to the wisdom bearing the mind to consume this kind of sankhara, because the wisdom has the craving inside, or be a slave of the sensual desire. You can see it right now, why the world is happening like this. Is it like what I said or not? Even though for yourself too. So therefore, the atmosphere in your life is suffering. And that's why you can say it. The other suffering cannot compare with birth. Cannot compare with sick. Cannot compare with old. Cannot compare with die. This is so true. There is no exception, no matter what would you are, the king, the queen, the monk, rich or poor man. But everyone just fall in the hell, the same hell, and keep burning. Because this is the hell of wisdom. Because the wisdom can drag you to anywhere by the power of the defilement. So what will you do? What will you say? If you never clean and clear and get tired with the defilement, with the suffering, then you have no chance to get enlightenment. It's no way. Because finally, you just know. Just know, but not enlightenment. It's no like the normal animal know. Yes, the know that you have, you can find the food, can sleep, can have mate, offspring, and afraid to die. This is the know that you have, but it's not clean and wash the defilement. If you can break the chill of the stupidity in the mind, and then you will see what you know is not caused sorry, it's not hot, it's not cold, and it's no essential inside, except become the invalid man, invalid woman, and cannot be a precious life. A precious life must not be barren. A precious life must have the liberation in the mind, the liberation in the wisdom, and no defilement at all. If I don't talk open like this, if I don't teach like this, how could it be? It's gonna be like all the human. If you only run around inside, you never go out to run outside. Then how could you see what it has outside? Because in 7 billions of human, a person who can go outside to reach to Nirvana is so little. It so rarely happen. Because mostly they love to stay inside with the reptilian, inside the defilement and the suffering. Or they never get tired with the suffering, never be bored with the suffering.